T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Miles in the morning.
What's he like in the morning?
Okay.
98.7 K-Love.
All right, I feel bad. I'm unprepared for this. So I don't have the sound effects. Lucky, I need a saw.
Okay. Go.
That's pretty good.
Okay, keep going.
What happened?
That's fired from America.
Uh-oh.
It's actually banned from America. It is a woman. She's 22 years old. She is out of Slovenia. Her name is Julia.
Mm-hmm.
She decided that she was going to try to dupe the insurance companies out there for like $1.2 million.
Oh, that's a lot.
Or euros. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I could set you up for life.
Now, she brought her boyfriend into this. I think her boyfriend's father was even involved in this as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what she did was, is in order to try to get an insurance payout, she cut off her hand.
What?
Excuse me?
Are you kidding me?
She cut off her hand.
Her
hand. The whole hand.
Just gone. All right.
That is commitment.
Oh, wait, it gets better.
Oh, how?
Yeah. She went to the hospital for obvious reasons.
Right.
Cut your hand off.
Yeah.
I don't have a hand. Now, in order to make it look more legit, she left the hand at home. She did not bring it with her to the hospital.
Okay.
Her boyfriend, and I guess his father,
like,
decided to get together. Well, no. They, like, took a circular saw and cut her hand off.
Ah. Oh, my goodness.
Again, for the insurance payment, over
right.
$1 million. Okay?
Ah.
Would you cut your hand off for $1 million?
No, I use my hand too much.
It's too much pain.
Correct. So she has been caught and found out.
Wow.
Dang.
The police did an investigation.
Yeah.
They found her hand.
They found it?
Back at the house.
Uh-huh.
And they said, guess what?
Was it on ice?
We're putting it back on.
As punishment, you're getting your hand
you're
back.
You're getting your
you
hand
don't
back.
Get $1 million. And you have to have your hand back on.
Take that.
Yeah. I don't know if it actually works anymore.
It doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't. Oh.
It does remind me of Chubb from
Happy Gilmore. Oh, my God. Happy Gilmore.
I lost it to an alligator.
I think he got the insurance payout.
Probably.
Yeah, because nice that was a real accident.
He got a nice wooden hand, too.
Yeah. Julia here from Slovenia, you don't get the money. You do have to keep your hand.
Weird.
And you are now banned from America.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. Miles in the Morning. Hit us up anytime. 214-787-1987. 98.7 K-Love.
No, we did not change formats.
Let me see
that song. This was a very song, a popular song, literally 20 years ago.
Yep.
Yeah. I believe 20 years ago.
Golly.
Crazy.
The thong song.
Last time the Stars made the Stanley Cup.
Right. Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
Thong song was running wild, boy.
That's what they came out to.
Madonna lifted the trophy.
Yeah. That was their inspiration.
They filled the Stanley Cup up with all these.
Never mind.
I'm fired from America. I just tried to fire somebody from, actually ban somebody from America. This is from Shikoku, Japan.
All right.
Okay. Where a 19-year-old has a thing for stealing the women's undergarments.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Didn't mention almost.
Yeah.
You know, I won't mention that word.
Right.
Panties.
Stop.
I just like to make you uncomfortable.
A couple of weeks ago, he saw a thong hanging on the balcony of a ground floor apartment.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Just had to have it.
It was hanging out to dry. So he snatched it and took off.
Oh, my goodness.
Just bolted.
Now, here's the deal. I guess in Japan, this is a very serious offense.
Is it now?
Yes.
Stealing underwear.
Cops were involved.
Oh, really? Wow.
The
over
police department
thong?
Was called. Yes.
It's like $5.
Someone called the police. Mm-hmm. Yes, someone sold my thong. Mm. They found it.
Oh, well, that's good news.
This 19-year-old kid, he had the thong. Mm-hmm. Then the police had to break the news to him. Excuse me, sir. Probably didn't sound quite like this. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, sir. Just so that you know, that thong you stole, that's a man's thong.
Oh!
That's a man thong.
Uh-oh! That changes a lot of things, I bet, for that poor kid.
The 19-year-old says, no way it was for a man!
No!
Yes, sir, it's actually a man's thong. Banana hammock.
What color was it? Lacy?
I don't know. It doesn't disclose the actual color.
Uh-huh.
Or the material used.
Well, how about the size? Because that's either a big lady or a tiny dude.
Thongs don't cover a whole heck of a lot, so.
Yeah. People online.
Always a good metric.
He really wanted to wear a thong so badly, he should have gone out and bought one of his own.
Yeah.
I'll bet he's thought about that. Thongs are expensive. The less the material, the price goes up.
Yep.
Kudos to the father for his radical underwear choices. Speaking of the 38-year-old man who the thong belonged to.
I'm going to need more information on that guy.
I want to hear Dr. Seuss. To whom does this thong belong?
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. Miles in the Morning, every weekday until 10 a.m.
Always puts me in a good mood. First thing I turn on when I wake up.
98.7 Kayla.
All right, this is a fun fire from America this morning.
Yay.
Are they ever not fun?
Okay, you're right. They are. They're always fun. By the way, if you ever miss any of the Fire From Americas, Lucky puts together a great podcast for us every week that you can check out at KLUV.com and get the full story. I think the biggest trending one right now is the woman who decided to try it before you can buy it.
Yes, at that certain
adult store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try it before you can buy it. You can't do that.
Mm-mm.
Not there.
Nope.
This one comes with some audio. Listen.
I'm watching a car that kind of matches the description here at Howland and Red Fox. Very slow rate of speed. Get ready for a bailout.
That unit, slow down a little bit. Let me get with the block.
Back left, bailout.
Got it, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, man. Copy. No outstanding, correct?
Just the deputies. They're absolutely outstanding.
Good eye, brother. Good eye. Yeah, we'll talk later, but good eye.
So here's what happened.
Yeah, I was like, I need more story.
First of all, I love listening to the helicopter radio transmissions during these kinds of things with the police.
Mm-hmm.
This particular police officer got a notification on his phone from his Ring camera.
Uh-huh.
There were some teenagers in the neighborhood breaking into people's cars.
Oh, no.
He happened to be on duty.
Yes.
While he got the notification from his camera phone.
Oh, my
from his Ring camera.
Yeah.
And caught him.
Yeah!
He's in the helicopter.
That's greatness.
Opens his phone. Wait, somebody's busting into my car right now out in front of my house.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Turns out the teenagers had broken into a few cars, and actually the car that they were using to get away was a stolen car.
Oh, oh man.
Busted.
Yeah.
That's like one of the greatest stories ever.
That's
like,
going to be so
he happened to be in his helicopter and was able to follow them. That's incredible.
What are the odds? He's swoop over to my house.
Yep. Oh, that's fantastic.
Score one for the police officers right there. That was good right there. I love that.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. Miles in the Morning. Hit us up anytime. 214-787-1987. 98.7 Kayla.
There's the old cliche about police officers hanging out at the donut shop.
Yeah, it's an old stereotype.
It's not a fair stereotype.
No.
I don't like that stereotype personally. Mm-hmm. However, it worked out in this situation.
Oh, it did now.
Great.
This is from Chico, California. There's these three people. They decided that they were going to, they robbed some place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then afterwards, they decided, you know, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's roll by the donut shop.
Oh, yeah. Gotta get a grub on.
About 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Sure.
So they happen to go by. There's a couple cops that are there having coffee.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And as they're, I guess, leaving or coming in, one of the three had drug paraphernalia fall out of her pockets as she got out of the car.
Uh-oh. Don't want to do that around officers. Mm-hmm.
Now, you think those cops are just in there eating donuts? No, they're not. They're just having coffee. Mm-hmm. So they go outside. They want to investigate.
Well, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out one of the people had a semi-automatic gun tucked into his waistband.
Gosh.
This is getting serious.
Yeah,
quickly.
It is. Yeah.
So as they're searching the car, the police officers got a call reporting the very robbery they had just done.
Oh, what timing.
So Shayla Robbins Bailey, along with Matthew Considine and Joseph Lawrence, have now been arrested on several charges at the donut shop.
Oh, no.
That's greatness.
Don't seek them out.
No.
Okay?
No.
If you're going to be a smart criminal, don't be a stupid criminal.
Right.
So, yeah, they've been arrested. Mm. Their mugshots straight up look like this is a cast of Dazed and Confused in real life.
Oh, no.
It's pretty hilarious. And it does give you reason why they're getting fired from America. Yes, exactly. Oh,
oh that's why.
Totally makes sense. Yeah. You went to a donut shop after you robbed the place where the cops were.
Yeah.
Yep. Check it out.
Somebody write this movie. Yeah. It's going to be a really good one.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. Miles in the Morning on 98.7 Kayla.
All right, favorite time of the day, especially on Friday.
Yes. You
fire somebody from America.
Yay.
Because it's Friday, we're going to do two.
Oh, what?
Free for all Friday.
Special
Let's do
treat.
It. First is a guy who decided to go Dukes of Hazzard up in Michigan.
Oh.
He had a Dodge. Now, you know, there was a Dodge Charger in the TV show Dukes of Hazzard.
That's right, yeah. Okay.
This guy's name's Alan Park. No, he's from Alan Park, Michigan. He's 26 years old. And he was high on Whippets.
Oh,
dang.
Oh, dear, yeah.
He's coming up to one of those drawbridges, okay? Uh-huh. And the drawbridge opens up, you know, where the two flaps go open so that the boats can come through.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So there's a boat coming. The drawbridge is starting to open up.
Right.
And he busts through the barricades.
Oh, no.
Oh, now, this is not going to end well.
Luckily, the man who's operating the drawbridge says, whoa! He stops the drawbridge, but it's still in the middle.
Uh-huh.
The dude made the jump.
Oh, my goodness.
No way.
Full Dukes of Hazzard.
He cleared it.
Just a good old boy.
Did he
right
pause
there.
In the middle and then come back after the commercial
break?
Yes,
he did.
Finish the rest of the jump?
Unfortunately, he did like what most of the old cars did from that TV show. Mm-hmm. He got all busted up.
I was going to say, did it just completely bottom out?
So it did bottom out. He lost all four tires, blew it all four tires,
dang.
Smashed his windshield.
Ooh.
He's been arrested now for malicious destruction to property, not his own car.
Yeah.
Got to stay off those whippets, man.
Right.
No, that's hardcore stuff.
Yes, it is.
Be careful with that. Mm-hmm. By the way, never mind.
Don't tell people where you can get them.
No. Whatever. All right. Here's our second fired from America. Are you ready?
Uh-huh. Ready.
Uh-huh. This is in Eustis, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
48-year-old guy, George Bachelor, whatever. And now he's a convicted felon already.
Okay.
Oh, cops pull him over on the side of the road. They find ammo in his car door. Mm-hmm. So he's already busted right mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
Possession of ammunition by a convicted felon. Can't do that.
Yeah.
Not even in Florida.
Right. Wow.
Shocker. Now, here's the weird thing. When the cops go to arrest and put handcuffs on him, mm-hmm. there's almost this feeling of, do we even need to do this?
How so?
Yeah.
He was already in restraints.
Oh.
Really?
Like, had he escaped or something?
He had a steel collar around his neck.
Oh.
Hey, now.
Like,
I don't know. Maybe he was playing dog.
How does
or
one
cat.
Play dog?
He may have been playing cat, too.
It's in Florida. Isn't that where Carol Baskin's at?
Yes. Hey, all you cool cats.
Right? She's known to be putting some
yeah, we also
fellas in collars.
That wedding photo.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy, George, is one of those cool cats and kittens.
He might be. Okay. We don't know George.
We don't.
Now, there was another car, another guy in the car with George.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Also arrested for having meth on him.
Oh, yeah.
On his person.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Was that guy holding the leash?
Well, here's a great question. They live at the same address.
Oh, okay.
But they don't know exactly the extent of their relationship.
Oh. Hmm.
So maybe he was the dog trainer. Just saying. Gotta tell you, must have been some pretty serious like training that had to go on because it was a steel dog collar.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Wow.
Gotta go for the best.
Yeah.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.